علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali, alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently taking inspiration from the 16th sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about his strategy. And the strategy was to fight against the gap that existed between the rich and the poor. The way people had forgotten the main principles of Islam and had gotten into worldliness and lavishness, and while others were suffering from poverty and destruction. This was a situation that the Muslim community had entered into also, and which Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to combat. So now, this community, this Islamic community, who had gone through all those, beautiful moments in their growth, now decided to return back to their old days. Was it known in the very first instance that it has started to return and it started to regress in the wrong direction? Not straight away, but slowly with time, it was becoming clear that the community was, regressing, was becoming destroyed.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when was it clear? When did it become when did the reality dawn upon the Muslims that their community was now going in the wrong direction? It was when they saw that the big fighters and warriors of Islam, who are the, those big, heroes of Islam, they were now involved in earning wealth and just enjoying a lavish lifestyle and, becoming people who are now forming that lavish class and, creating that class of aristocracy. That is when people realized, the situation has become bad. People started to see that people like Abdul Rahman bin Auf, on one hand. On the other hand, people like Zubair, people like Talha, people like Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, those big heroes, what had happened to them? They had started to create this class. They started to just earn. They started to make use of the society instead of give benefit to the society. They started to feel that now is their time to just enjoy and live a lavish lifestyle. And it was not only them, there were others also that started to have this type of idea about Islam. This is when the society realized that, oh, there's a whole difference now in the society. There's a whole class difference. There's a class of the rich and there's a class of the poor. We are saying it was sudden, but it wasn't sudden. It was a gradual process with a specific formula that led to this particular division that existed in the society at that time. This is a problem, a sickness that had started earlier, a seed that was sown earlier that slowly grew until it became now this big problem that the Muslim society was facing. And it had to happen because of the way it began. And now when the sickness became very apparent and it started to manifest itself, this is when the human values became nothing. Humanity was forgotten.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the Islamic society and what befell on it after the Prophet and how this whole sickness of division and this class of the poor and the rich that was formed after that, how it came to be. And we realized that after some time when this sickness had spread and started to manifest itself properly, then even the human values were forgotten. Values had now just become apparent things. Who is a human being? What are those qualities that you need to achieve as a human being? Those things were forgotten. In fact, a human being is that one who makes use properly of his opportunity, of his wealth, of his energy. But unfortunately now, that was not the case. Values had overturned. Values had become apparent things. Who is a true human being? A human being is someone like Abu Dharr Ghaffari. And when Abu Dharr was exiled, that was when the community realized that Islam had lost its value in the people's hearts, that humanity was no longer important. When in a society a person like Abu Dharr cannot live in security, whereby a person like a person like Abdullah bin Mas'ud, his ribs were broken by the people, by evil people. This shows that this community, this society has now become far from its true reality. When in a society, a Jew, an evil Jew, not all Jews are evil, but we are talking about an evil Jew here in this particular situation, an evil Jew comes and he becomes the chief of the scholars in a Muslim cabinet. When he becomes that, and then Muslim people come to learn under him, this is when you realize the human society, the Islamic society, is now deteriorating. This is when you realize that there is destruction happening. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was noticing all of these trends and he was trying to stop them. And let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even in this day and age, we're able to stop these negative trends and try to create positive change in the communities. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه